Category B6 Sports Programme. Off the Ball Live.
Kevin McManaman a Dublin, a ball over the top, Kevin O'Brien of all people, goal chance, save, Paul Mannion, what a finish from Paul Mannion, the talented underage soccer player, needed all of his skills there, he was driven along the ground by Kevin O'Brien, who certainly wouldn't have expected to find himself through a goal, the outstretched right through to Paddy O'Rourke, stabbed the ball, ricocheted to Paul Mannion, and he swept it home from about 15 yards out with his left instep into the back of the net. That could be the goal and the score that wins the Leinster final, Dermot for Dublin. He leaves it though for Paul Galvin, scrambling for possession on the ground as he has done for the best part of 10 years in a Kerry shirt. Here's Killian Young now, left with a ball down towards Donegal Walsh out in front of Graham Canty. We've said that several times already, and indeed another lovely foot pass to Declan O'Sullivan. Juggles with it, gathers into the second attempt, tries to get beyond Owen Cadigan, heading towards goal. It's 2-on-1 here for Kerry. Declan O'Sullivan with Cooper. Goal chance for Cooper. Oh, beautiful goal for Kerry. Colin Cooper was never going to miss when he was put through, and he just guided it halfway up the net to the right hand side of the goalkeeper. Beautifully finished, and Colin Cooper
26 crosses, they pumped into the penalty area, and then of course the late equaliser was a disastrous result for United at the time, and more so for Stephen Reid, who was alongside me at co-commentary, going absolutely crazy.
I tell you what, we can hear exactly that.
Ever pulls it across, chance for Matt. Oh, what a block from Dan Byrne. Reese, in fact, it was. Matt with the volley. Back. Oh, it's in! Robin Van Persie has equalised for Manchester United.
Chance in the back post, maybe for Hernandez. Breaks to Carrick, urge to shoot. He does!
Michael Carey makes it 2 goals in a minute.
Ball here. Good ball into Richardson. Richardson shot. What a stop. Chance for Bent.
Darren Bent has equalised. Disaster for Manchester United.
Yeah, pretty good stuff from Stephen Reid. Nathan
Murphy.
What's
he doing there?
That's what we want from you next season.
Yeah. Nathan, you've got 10 seconds to give us your high point.
I think being at Anfield for the match against Chelsea and just the rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone. David mentioned the games against Spurs and against Manchester City, but it was just an incredible couple of minutes and an incredible run for Liverpool. They came up short in the end, but it really added so much to this season and the atmosphere at Anfield.
Keep it tight. Just don't let Liverpool score again.
I think it'll be typical Mourinho, sort of defensively minded. I think he's going to need his attacking players to work defensively with Schürrle, with Lampard dropping in as well. So it's going to be a tough day. I'm going for a Liverpool win.
Well, listen, the atmosphere is going to be rather sensational for the next 3-4 minutes. I think we should just enjoy it, Nathan. We'll just cross over to you. You can take us through teams. You can say nothing if you want. It's up to you.
I think I'll just keep a little bit quiet for the next few minutes and let the listeners at home savour the atmosphere from Anfield.
To the right wing, 2 metres short of the try line. This is thrilling stuff here on News Talk. Leinster desperately scrapping for a victory that seemed like it was edging away from them for most of this second half, if the truth be told. 13-9 Northampton lead. Redden, I think it was, trying to get through. He got one last weekend. He was swallowed up, but he got it back for Sean Cronin. They're almost over. They're inches short. Camped on the Northampton try line. Phase after phase. If Northampton win this ball, they've won. If Leinster get over the whitewash, they've won. That's how simple it is here. It's a very simple equation. Leinster still have it. Redden waits. Gives it to Heaston. He's dropped the ball. And Northampton are racing away. Jamie Elliott. The bonus point will elude Leinster here. And Jamie Elliott's gone all the way into the corner.
That's a disaster for Leinster. And Northampton have scored a try in injury time. They've won this game. They're leading 18-9. Leinster will take nothing from it. Spilled 5 metres out from the try line by Jamie Heaslip, and the full length of the field covered by Jamie Elliott. And it means that Northampton lead 18-9 with a conversion to come. And the air has been sucked out, Liam Toland, of the Aviva Stadium.
I tell you, it's hard to be a neutral here watching this. I'm disgusted and upset for Leinster. They've got within centimetres of winning this game. But I have to give huge credit to Saints as well for battling and defending their line as it did and gaining that turnover and scoring. There's some sort of pleasant thing to be taken out of it considering how humiliated they were last week. But I'm gutted for Leinster. Really gutted for them. They were so close to winning it.
Eddie O'Sullivan, that was an extraordinary couple of minutes, and I guess you can't win the ball, and Leinster have come on the wrong side of it on this occasion.
Well, if Jamie Heaslip had held that ball and got it wide, I think Leinster might have scored and won the game. Instead, he fumbled the ball and it was returned like all of 90 metres. And it's ironic that Jamie Heaslip made the phenomenal line break from the halfway line that got Leinster into field position. It just shows how cruel sport is. I mean, Heaslip would have been the hero of the hour there. Now he's the villain. It's a very tough call, but it's a phenomenal...
Now it's time for a big announcement. We are delighted to tell you that Paul Kimmage is joining us for the duration of the Tour de France this year. It's right across the schedule here every night and off the ball as well. We're going to be with Paul every day of the tour talking about all the big storylines at the Centenary Tour, and I'm delighted to say he's with us now. Paul, what do you expect from the Centenary Tour?
What do I expect? Well, obviously 100 years of the Tour de France is a pretty important milestone for the race. A key part of that will be the very last stage on the Champs-Élysées, when they've invited anyone who has ever finished the race to sit in a special grandstand. So all of the living tour racers, survivors rather, are invited to come.
Colbert picks up the garbage pass and puts it in. 6 points for Colbert. Demons lead by one. 4 minutes gone in the opening quarter. Corbett has been impressive, Liam. Gets inside, good positions.
Yeah, nice, solid player. He looks good already to me.
Demiukas. Trakaukas. Long bomb from downtown! Trakaukas hits a three. Inter lead by two. Riley responds from downtown. Oh, anything you can do! Colin O'Reilly says, Trakaukas, I can do as well. 3 point shots back to back. One for Demons, one for Inter. Demons lead by one. Substitutions on the bench, ready for Blue Demons.
It's gone full time, Lee McHale. London are in a Connacht final.
Yeah, there's great celebrations. The London fans are streaming onto the pitch. The London players are going crazy. And unfortunately, the Leitrim guys are on the ground. They're absolutely exhausted. A massive effort in the second half, but Joe, they kicked six or seven wides, a couple of them bad. Young Kevin Connolly had a very, very bad wide at the end of the game, and that was spoiler for him. He played a really good game, but yeah. I suppose that pressure got to him in the end. But a massive second half. London lost their shape. They had too many people behind the ball. They couldn't kick past the ball into the forward line from the middle of the field because they had no one up there. And as we said earlier, they just tried to hang on, and eventually fortunately enough for them, they did.
I think this season for me, certainly, I for the first time had a real appreciation and awareness of the fact that there's a team over in London in the depths of winter, training very hard and working just as hard as teams around the country here. And to see them in a Connacht final now, I mean, you could take a pessimistic view and say that this is going to be a very one-sided affair and it'll be too easy for Mayo, but for London to reach a Connacht final, I mean, this is kind of historical stuff here, and it's amazing for, I'm sure, the people that you're seeing on the pitch right now.
Yeah, there's a good crowd out there in the middle. There's a green and white flag flying in the air, and you know they're celebrating. And it's tough for the guys, you know, that a lot of those guys that are out there in the middle of the field now that have London jerseys on their back probably don't want to leave home. They want to play for their own clubs and they want to play for their own county. So, you know, it's great to see them over here playing for their adopted county and getting into a Connacht final. You know, they're getting into that Connacht final.
In the Toulon rear guard, trailing 18-9, they've won the penalty. They had to get the next score. There's a little bit of afters on that far side. Nothing too sinister going on as Wayne Barnes and his linesmen step in to just break that one up. But if this goes over, somehow they'll have managed to have escaped the first period of this second half, having taken 3 points out of the Toulon lead.
No, it's what they've done. It's with, you know, it's kind of, well, it's one of the reasons why we love watching them. They're never down, they're never dead. You know, three times in the first 10 minutes of the second half they could have gave in tries. They didn't give in any of them, and they've now kicked to the corner. They haven't gone for the post.
Well, I can't recall the Bond villain who once said, "Why can't you simply just die, Mr. Bond?" Well, maybe that's what Toulon are saying about Munster at the moment, because they should be dead and buried at this stage. And like the game against Clermont Auvergne a year ago, they're still in this game, maybe against all the odds, maybe not justified, but they're there, and that's what Munster have done for so long. They've won the line out 5 metres short of the Toulon try line. They've opted to go away from the post into the corner, and they want the big 7-pointer here. 5 points would certainly be great, even three, just to stay in this game and get the next score. Ball tucked under the right arm of Paul O'Connell, the spiritual leader, but Toulon come back again. Munster wriggle their way down the left hand side. They're almost in, they're over the try line, and that could be a massive score. Wade Barge will go up to the TMO, but that is Munster over the whitewash. Have they managed to get the ball down? It seemed Toulon had completely upset the rhythm of the rolling ball. It squirted out into the open of the blind side, and Munster rumbled over. Now, did they? They have scored a try. That is absolutely massive, and Munster are back in this game, and suddenly it's 18 points to 14 with a conversion to come.
Absolutely extraordinary. Brilliant, brilliant counter maul from Toulon. They pushed them back about 5 yards, and suddenly you see, I think it was absolutely Conor Murray, time and time, straight down the line.
Simon Zeebo with the try.
Simon Zeebo gets in.
Absolutely massive moment in this Heineken Cup semi-final, and Simon Zeebo has got his team back into this semi-final, just as he did a year ago against Clermont Auvergne in Montpellier. Keeps his extraordinary try-scoring record in the Heineken Cup going. That's 10 tries in 17 Heineken Cup appearances, and his 7th of the season, his 3rd in Europe. And now all eyes focus on Ian Keatley, the successor. Cabinet's gone out of the game. McManus tried to take advantage of a slip from Dermot Carlin. McManus threw a goal. Surely that has to be a free in. And there's a chance that Sean Cavanagh will get a yellow card here. And soccer parlance, it was a professional foul. It would be a straight red card, no question. Sean Cavanagh saw McManus heading for goal, Dara, dragged him down. It will be a yellow card. He's taken one for the team there.
Yeah, he's going to take a yellow card there.
Well, the Monaghan fans looking for a red.
You're not going to get a red.
You're
not going to get a red. It's a yellow card, that's it.
Well, lads, I tell you, a red card should be brought in, because that's a goal. That's a goal that's after been, you know, just dragged down. It's a professional foul. It should be, it should be a straight red card.
Realistically, Colm, that could be the game for Monaghan if they score that goal. They go 12 points to 11 up. They're on a descendancy.
Well, put yourself in Sean Cavanagh's position.
He was right. I do it. You do it.
Yeah. That's the reality.
When you're allowed to get a yellow card, you're not in the yellow already, you go right. No
and
problem.
The right man had the ball as well.
Yeah.
McManus puts it over the bar, so he's kicked a free. It's his 5th point.
We did the second half, and it was ugly at times, but you know, we clawed our way over the line, and you know, it's mission accomplished at this stage.
Sean, can I just cut into you there? Sorry, I'm sorry, it's Dave here, Sean, up in the commentary box. Joe Brawley, just on RTÉ television, has described, well, he's basically said about the tackle that you put in on Conor McManus and the build up to what could potentially could have been a Monaghan goal. Sean Kavanagh's a brilliant player, but you can forget about Sean Kavanagh as far as he's a man for that tackle. Let Tyrone play rugby league. That's all from Joe Brawley in the last couple of minutes.
Dave McIntyre is just out. You obviously didn't hear that, but he said, Joe Brawley said on the RTÉ commentary, he said that Sean Cavan is an excellent footballer, but you can forget about him as a man with this rugby league kind of tackling. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, it's I don't make the rules of GAA, and obviously most football teams are brought up with the fact that if a man's got through to score a goal, you stop him whatever way necessary. A yellow card, I've been lucky enough in my career, I probably receive more punishment than I've given out to it, and it is cynical play. It's unfortunate. I don't want to play football like that. I would love to be able to go through and play football wide open and attack, because that's what I do best. But whenever a man's gone through on goal, unfortunately the rules of GAA dictate that a yellow card doesn't, you know, make a massive difference to you, and you have to accept that you can do these sorts of things.
So it is. So next year with the black card, obviously, you know, tackles like that are going to be impossible.
Yeah, and you know what, I would be the first person to advocate bringing in the black card, because unfortunately I've probably been pulled down more than any player in my career, and I've never ever got sent off in my football career in club or county. So, you know, it's not as if I've ever struck or I've ever played dirty football. Unfortunately, you know, you do whatever you have to do to win these games, and at that time, obviously, Conor McManus, I thought it was a good chance of scoring a goal, and it did what it did. And, you know, probably 99% of players, if they're honest about themselves, will do exactly the same.
Yeah, no, I...
into the big Serbian frame of Nemanja Matic, and that meant Kalas was free. But what an opportunity. Steven Gerrard slipped 25 yards from goal. Demba Ba's clear through. One on one, a chance for Chelsea, and Chelsea are in front in first half injury time. And would you believe it, Steven Gerrard is the man at fault. The Liverpool captain slips when he's the last man back, and Demba Ba takes full advantage in front of the cop. It's Liverpool 0, Chelsea 1.
Can you believe it? Steven Gerrard, Captain Marvel, he's been superb the whole of this season. He's been getting himself into that area in between Skirtle and Sarko. Look to receive it off Sarko. Completely slipped over and put
on the attack now straight away.
Long ball driven in by Kieran Lennon over the top, and it almost, and it's into the back of the net. That's an astonishing goal. Well, that is almost Colm Coyle-like from 96 at Croke Park, only this time it didn't bounce over the bar, it bounced under the bar and into the back of the net. It's a Kevin Riley goal. The Meath captain, the fullback, has scored from, I'd say, 70 metres, Kane.
Long ball inside, fantastic catch from Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell's over the 20, over the 13, has a shot. Oh, what a cracker of a goal from Shane O'Donnell, who smashes the back of the net just under 14 minutes gone. And it's clear 1-2, Wexford 3 points. We did say before the game that he could get goals, and Paul Flynn, well, he took that one with aplomb.
Off the ball, brought to you by Ford Swappage. Out with the old, in with the new at fordswappage.ie.
As the Artane band make their way past you, Colin Parkinson on the sideline.
On the sideline is Colin Parkinson.
And McNamee has about as much interest in marking him now as I do standing here on the sideline.
Security's pretty lax here in Celtic Park. I've been able to get it right up beside
right
the field.
Right in the middle of the field. In fact, Paul Galvin is with Colin Parkinson.
I was actually happy with the second half performance. We knew things would be tough.
You lost at 8-3.
Yeah, but look, I think we won the game, Colin.
Can you explain why you went with those matchups?
I probably just don't have time now because I need to get into the dressing room.
All right, okay, thanks very much.
He's struggling in midfield. He goes back wing back, he's struggling wing back. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Yeah, live GAA Championship returns to Newstalk next weekend. Liam McHale, Anthony Moyles, and Colm are on duty for Wicklow against Laois live from Aucrim. Then we're on to.